It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us today. It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make the greater Lansing community a better place. Today we bring back Reach Studio Art Center, a local arts nonprofit in Lansing. Reach is expanding its capacity by renovating an entire block of storefronts in the Riotown neighborhood. Here to tell us more about the expansion is Reach's director, Alice Brinkman, and with her is Shiloh Williams, a student at Eastern High School and a member of Reach's Teen Open Studio program. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Alice, tell us a little bit more about the art instruction that you offer. Are we talking painting, sculpture, photography, all kind of the classic artistic pursuits here, or what?
I don't know if I'd call them classic necessarily, but we do everything that kind of comes our way in terms of visual arts, and we also do classes for all ages too. Some people think we're just for youth or we're just for neighborhood youth. Our classes are for everybody.
Okay.
And we have a clay studio, so we have several clay programs that we run. We have drawing, painting. We also really love to integrate other art disciplines. So we've done, Shiloh's been involved in a lot of programs that we've done theater, and we've done even fashion shows.
Oh.
And so
pretty diverse.
Yes, quite diverse. We also love to do community art projects too. So
okay. You've been around for 11 years now. How has Reach evolved or grown in that time?
Well, when we started, we had just a handful of neighborhood kids that came in and into a fairly empty room, our 400 square foot classroom, which we are still using today. And we had collected a bunch of wood chairs. And so they painted chairs, and we started our activities by offering like a drop-in kind of art, and that has since turned into a little bit more structure, so that all of our programs you register for.
Okay.
Occasionally we do have some like spring break drop-ins or that kind of thing, but our programs you can sign up for on our website. They usually have a certain length, like 10-week program or a 5-week class.
We'll talk about your expansion mm-hmm. here, because what's happening today is really exciting.
Yes.
Shiloh, tell us, how did you first get involved with Reach?
Well, I don't really live far from it. It's like a up the alleyway type situation. So when I first started going to Reach was when I was 6. So I was in probably one of the young program for one of the younger kids, and I don't quite remember which one it was, but I just started like growing from small ones to bigger classes and then bigger classes, and now I just recently started working with Teen Open Studio with my brother. So
tell us about Teen Open Studio. What kind of work do you do there?
We do lots of things. We've done of dinosaur. We've made a dinosaur for Boy, Water, and Light, and we made
what kind of dinosaur?
Oh, it was a Go Green Lansing dinosaur. We made it out of all like recycles. Like we made it's like the I can't remember the thing, like the texture of the thing are made out of like Tide Bot. Yeah, the scales are made out of
the scales.
Yeah,
oh, the
scales.
I see. Okay.
They're made out of like laundry detergent bottles and like pop bottles and all stuff.
Oh, a completely recycled.
Yes, completely.
Dinosaur.
Yes.
Okay.
And we made a rhinoceros for Potter Park Zoo. Mm-hmm. And
these are pretty big too.
Yeah,
you know,
like
they're
like,
you know, they kind of fill up a room.
Okay.
Or at least one of our small rooms.
Oh, that's ambitious. I like that.
And we do spray paint murals for we've done spray paint murals for a church, and we've done one for Allen's Neighborhood Center, and we're working on one right now for the Women's Health Center. And we've done one for Reach. We've done one for Reach. And we've done one for Bruno's hair.
You've done a lot of things, yeah. I think, is what you, and you, yes. I'll tell you, you retrieved a lot of those really well, Shyla. Shyla Williams is an Eastern High School student. She's a participant at the Reach Studio Art Center. Alice Brinkman is the director of Reach Studio Art Center. We talked a minute ago about your expansion. What will this expansion look like exactly?
Well, we started out in one storefront building that used to be a grocery store and has a 400-square-foot classroom. And last summer, we were able to, through an impact grant from the Community Foundation, able to purchase 5 storefronts along Washington Avenue that are adjacent to each other. And this is in the 1800 block of South Washington Avenue, just about 5 blocks south of the main Rio Town area. And
how much will that expand your space by?
So we're going from about 1,100 square feet to maybe around 10,000 square feet of indoor space.
How exciting.
Very exciting. So our current phase is completing the gallery, which is a new construction because we tore down one of the middle buildings that was in the worst shape so that we could claim area for green space and have a little bit of outdoor space.
A courtyard or something?
A courtyard, okay. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Nice. So we're doing a courtyard and then filling the gap between where we demolished the building is our youth art gallery. That's the new construction. So that's a new facade there, and it's really beautiful. We're really excited to show it off. It's almost finished, and we'll be finishing up our courtyard soon as well. And that's what our current fundraising effort through the patronicity.com crowdfunder has been for, to finish that phase of our expansion. And then next on the slate is finishing off there's two more large buildings adjacent that will become our main center eventually when those are finished out. And so the first section of that will be our teen studio. So the teens will have their own studio, dedicated studio, and then there will be a main classroom.
You started a crowdfunding initiative here, though, to
yes.
complete this first phase of
expansion. Exactly,
what
yes.
kind of response did you get?
Oh, it was great. It was a very good first experience for doing a crowdfunder. And we're actually a donation just came in this morning. Even though we've already reached our goal, we're now at something like 49,000. Our goal was 48,000. And the exciting part of that is if we met our goal, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation has grant money to match that goal. So that means we will get at least $96,000 now towards this project.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Shyla, are you excited about all this expansion and renovation?
Yes, I'm very excited because like our classroom is like in like because before like we're like right like for when the entrance is. So then when it's like finished, our classroom is gonna be like moved into like the like this main part of it. So it's gonna be like exciting.
Going to be a far cry from 400 square feet.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Okay. Out with.
Absolutely.
That's about 1,000% increase or something
yes.
like that. There was a video involved in the fundraiser, and Shyla, I am told you were a participant mm-hmm. in that. Mm-hmm. What? Tell us about the video.
One of our stars.
So the video was for patronicity.com was to help raise the money to the $48,000 for the expansion of Reach, and so me and my friend Colby, we were chosen to do the video. So we basically talked about what we were gonna do with the money, how we were gonna like. How we were gonna build the new space and how like the classes and how like everyone can come and stuff. So it's like
a chance to practice your acting chops mm-hmm. at the Reach
yeah.
Studio Art Center as well. So you really do cover all the bases. Mm-hmm. What's the timeline for completing this phase of the project? When do you expect to have the entire project
completed?
Oh man,
I
Who knows?
Yeah, it really depends on fundraising, because we have probably another half a million to raise in order to finish the entire project. But the current phase, we hope to have done, you know, by the end of this fall.
Part of this is about helping to revitalize Rio Town
exactly.
as well. There's a
yes,
larger
absolutely.
Kind of dynamic in play here. Can you talk about what was that important to you as an organization?
Yeah, absolutely. This actually, we had tried to find a place near Rio Town when we were looking for larger space, and hadn't really considered staying where we were at, though we like where we're at. No green space, no parking, you know, so that was an issue. And because we were able to, there was so much space, we could claim some area for parking and for the courtyard. This actually, you know, there's a reason why we couldn't get into any of those other spaces, because, you know, we all agree that this is the perfect spot for us. And we're excited to be able to be a real vital part of improving, especially this part of Rio Town, which is really the southern entryway, the southern gateway into Rio Town on Washington Avenue. So we're excited about that.
Alice Brinkman is our guest, along with Shyla Williams. They're both affiliated with the Reach Studio Art Center. Shyla, you've been at this a long time. How many years have you been actually using the art studio?
7 going on 8.
Yeah, and you are still a young person. So what kind of impact do you think this has had on your life? You obviously enjoy this an awful lot.
Yes, it was a huge impact, because at first I didn't know how to draw, and I really never really communicated with people or anything. So then, like, as you, like, go to these classes, you meet people. It's like we're, like, this huge family. So it's like we always, like, stick together and stuff, and then we all, like, stick with the plan. Like, we all, like, work together to make a plan to make it happen. So it's like a huge family. So, like, as you go there, you start, like, getting comfortable, and it's all like, oh, it's like another home when you go there. So it's...
Alice, to what extent does REACH involve volunteers?
Oh, very much so. We have probably anywhere from 80 to 125 volunteers a year at REACH, and they are mostly involved in being mentors and helping out with our after-school programs and our classes with youth. And, you know, we have some that are, we have interns, we have volunteers, so we use volunteers all the time.
And if people want to learn more, you must have a website, I take
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yep.
What is that?
ReachStudioArt.org.
ReachStudioArt.org. Alice Brinkman is the director of Reach Studio Art Center. Shyla Williams is an Eastern High School student and a student artist at Reach. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.